Welcome to the Smarticle Podcast, where we take a good article and make it gooder.
Here's the headline, Brandon. What we know about the great Jack Teixeira, the suspected leaker of Pentagon documents. This comes from NPR and Juliana Kim and Jenna McLaughlin. You going to woke up, Agami?
Yeah, not really. I mean, this piece was actually kind of it was from NPR. Both these folks are definitely woke.
And they're woke.
I mean, well, yeah, okay. I would give them more on the woke meter, more leaning to the woke meter than to the MAGA meter for sure. And they're definitely not center. They're definitely left. So, yeah.
I love this story so much. This is such a great story. If you
it's
for
sad,
my mom, who probably has no idea about hacking, let me just kind of set the scene here. Jack Teixeira is accused of publishing top secret Pentagon documents on social media. 21-year-old member of the Massachusetts Air National Guard faces two criminal counts. The investigation began a couple of weeks ago after a small number of classified documents surfaced on Twitter, and the documents included sensitive details about the war in Ukraine, as well as eavesdropping from intelligence agencies on world leaders. Teixeira was a cyber transport systems journeyman, similar to an IT specialist for the National Guard. His unit provides worldwide intelligence for combat support. Teixeira was granted a top secret security clearance in 2021, meaning he would have to sign a lifetime binding non-disclosure agreement acknowledging that leaking protected information could result in criminal charges. So this dude just started dropping classified documents on Discord. I don't know if you've ever used it. I've kind of used it a little bit. The channel's name was the channel Thug Shaker Central, where he leaked the sensitive information. They usually talk about Catholicism, guns, as well as they got some racist issues in there. He signed up using his real name and real credit card information, so he wasn't really hiding anything. It's not the first time a person with an IT background has been suspected of leaking classified information. Of course, Edward Snowden did this in 2013. The bottom line for me, Brandon, is our government gave classified access to all sorts of stuff to a 21-year-old dude in the Massachusetts Air National Guard. I was 21 once. The government did not give me classified documents, and that was a good thing. Okay. That was a good thing.
There are basically three main points. The most serious point is what you just said, which is the security apparatus needs to take a look at who gets it. But let's put it this way. There have been people that are in their 40s that have leaked classified information.
Yeah,
why he leaked it is actually really, really sad and tragic, because this kid's life is over. This kid is going to prison forever, and he's going to find a dark hole somewhere, because you cannot leak. I mean, he leaked sensitive information. Now, here's the sad part about what happened. He's a 21-year-old kid that was like talking to his buddies on Discord channel. You know, these guys like talking about gaming stuff, and he's spouting off stuff. And obviously there are a bunch of 21-year-old idiots on Discord. No big deal. In fact, the dime was dropped on him by other people on the channel who were like, hey, I don't think you should be doing this. He was telling them stuff, and nobody was giving him any respect, because they were like, you're an idiot, that's not true. And he's like, it is true. Like, he sort of slowly leaked this out like he was bragging. It's sad. It's like this kid who was insecure. Yeah, bro, but you don't leak classified information no matter what,
A-hole.
Dude, because you're insecure.
You're 21 years old.
I get it, bro. But when I was 21, I assure you, I wasn't going to be leaking classified information.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't. Now, here's the story.
The ATO house, you would have clearly given up the goods to anybody that was listening.
I wouldn't have, because I was afraid of the 5-0. I was afraid of the feds at that point in my life, and I still am. So here's the thing. This dude, they didn't believe him, so he actually took pictures of it and put the stuff.
Yeah.
He didn't release his stuff into the Twitter sphere. Someone else on the Discord channel did.
By the way,
he was just trying to impress his buddies.
It took 2 weeks. It was like up on Discord for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And then finally someone's like, holy crap, there's this guy leaking.
Well, because they didn't believe him at first. They didn't believe that it was real. And then all of a sudden, I mean, it's leaked out all sorts of stuff. A lot of the information that's on there was probably not super, super like high level class. It was like war, you know, like how the war's going, who we're spying on.
We were spying on people in
Ukraine. No, but everybody knew. I mean, all those security agencies around the world knew we were doing this. So this isn't like they're leaking the whereabouts of our agents. This was like, we're doing this stuff. And I guarantee you the Chinese security apparatus and the Russian knew it was. I mean, the truth be told is that they probably need to really look at this and say, Maybe there should be an age limit. I don't know. Maybe that tells us what we're dealing with in terms of IT. We don't have the people to do it.
Well, here's the thing about that. You're right. There are very mature 21-year-olds out there. Yeah. I would say the majority of them would be females and not idiotic males. But right. There could be mature 21-year-old males like you who said at 21, you would have made every right decision.
No, I wouldn't. No, that's no. Now you're being a dick.
My point
is simply out of fear and having a modicum of intelligence, I wouldn't be releasing classified documents online. Now, here's the deal. I didn't have the opportunity, nor did you, because there was no Discord channel. There was no internet. That's the second part of this whole thing is the vacuum that a lot of young people live in today, where they it's almost like it overtakes them, where they're unable to like use their head and say, hey, maybe this isn't a good idea to put this out. Because once it's out in the interwebs, it's done, bro. It is out forever.
I still find that hard to believe that young people who have been raised now on the internet still don't understand that.
But dude, I would talk to my students all the time.
That was 10 years ago.
No, it wasn't. Now. It was 4 years ago. Digital natives that grew up 100% in the digital world, I would have to tell them constantly, listen, whatever you put online anywhere, whether it be a Snapchat or Instagram, even though you think it's disappearing, it is not disappearing. Some of them get it, but a lot of them don't.
So you're saying a picture of my D on the internet today will be a picture of my D
on the
internet?
That's right. It's there forever. Okay. It's in a server farm forever. So the other part of this that's kind of tragic but comical at the same time is, of course, MTG, Marjorie Taylor Greene, comes out and says, hey, you're attacking him because he's a Christian white male. And I'm like, and then of course she's an idiot. We know that. But the best part was the response by the Republicans who were like, yeah, no, you cannot release. I don't care who the dude is. You can't release sensitive security documents online, period. And Marjorie Taylor Greene looks like a complete, not looks like, she is. We know that. But I just thought that was interesting that no matter what people do, as long as they support the stupid MAGA wing of the world, they can do anything as long as they're MAGTARDs.
I don't really have anything to say about the political thing. Do you have anything more? Because I have another angle.
No, let's go on another angle. I'm good with
that. My whole thing is, what should our government classify? Like, you know, I know there's government secrets out there about spying and espionage. That's what the whole CIA is based on. I sometimes wonder, you know, with Edward Snowden, how many years ago, should our government be spying on all these countries and world leaders? And should we not know about it, right?
You know, the argument would be this. Okay, so I don't know the answer to that. I mean, I'm not in part of the security apparatus. The argument is this.
But you were going to be in when you were 21 in the 8-year-old house, and you wouldn't have given up the secrets. But go on.
But ultimately, number one is that every other government in the world is doing this. Everyone is spying on everybody. The Israelis are spying on us. The English are. We're all out there trying to get Chinese, the Russians. Everybody that has the ability to do it is doing it. So number one, you could say that we have to do it because that's part of the world that we live in. The second part of that is it has been over 20 years since we've had a major terrorist event in this country. The last terrorist event in this country of any kind was the Boston bombers, where they dropped, that was two dudes working alone, they think, or whatever. But the point I'm making is that wasn't international, because we could argue that our security apparatus has done such a good job that they have. It's not like all of a sudden terrorists have decided they don't want to attack us anymore. Of course they do. But so the argument would be they're doing a good job because it's not happening. I don't know. Obviously, neither one of us are security experts.
What?
But bottom line with this is I'm hoping, beyond hope, that someone somewhere in this security apparatus is taking a look at this and saying, we have to do something different. We cannot allow a 21-year-old idiot. I mean, I feel bad for this kid. I really do, because he's obviously insecure. You don't feel bad for him?
Maybe.
His life is ruined, bro. You just said it yourself, when you're 21, you don't know anything.
Yeah. I feel bad for if he like didn't have a dad or a mom who said, hey, you're going to sign this very serious document. Maybe you shouldn't do that because there are going to be some serious, you know what I mean?
Right. But I mean, if you read the backstory on him, you look at him and everything, it appears as if he was really just trying to impress his buddies. And I get it.
That's my point of like, when you're 21, you play video games, you start talking crap.
Yeah,
trash.
Well, that's my point is maybe that someone will look at this and say, hey, perhaps we shouldn't have this out there. We shouldn't be giving, I don't know what age you're mature or wise enough, but for sure a background check would seemingly be in line. A hardcore deep dive into the person's personality. What are they like? What are their friends like? That all, I remember my buddy who went to work for the FBI. They interviewed me. They interviewed, I mean, yeah. It was intense, dude. They were like, has he ever said this, that? And I mean, I had an hour long interview with this guy about my buddy who went to work for the FBI. And this guy, my buddy, was as straight edged as you get, dude. He was legit. Good reason to be there, and they were hardcore. So I find it hard to believe that if you interviewed somebody, you wouldn't look at this guy and say, yeah, he kind of pops off once in a while and blah blah blah, you know.
He's smoking a bong playing video games with his buddies.
Is he smoking posting, a
bong? I don't know, but I'm just saying, like, I can imagine if you're 21 year old guy playing video games, you're taking a rip and you're posting
stuff. I think you might be taking a little bit of a leap out there,
but I'm
Larry.
Just saying, but like, I still just, my point would be like, maybe this guy, like, how can we not determine that this guy was not fit for what the position would
put him again,
in?
You, neither one of us are in that position to make those choices. But Larry, I'd like to thank you for teaching me all about the security apparatus of the United States and how it should work.
I guarantee when you were social chairman of the ATO House, you had sensitive information you leaked.